Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. If you have items to share with us and with other listeners on The Good Stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. All aspects of agriculture are covered in the Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy, cattle, new and used farm equipment and ranch equipment as well, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by the Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. It's a fabulous store. They've got incredible antiques. You can meander for such a long time or go specifically to the things that interest you. You need to really check it out. There's an experienced dealer that can help you that's always there. It is Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Remember, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment.
All right. Well, Kim, what do you have to share with our listeners today here on The Good Stuff?
Well, it seems like we've been having a run of things that we don't know who wrote them, and I do not know who wrote this, but checking out at the store, a young cashier suggested to the older woman that she should bring her own grocery bags because plastic bags weren't good for the environment. The woman apologized and explained, "We didn't have this green thing back in my earlier days." The clerk responded, "That's our problem today. Your generation did not care enough to save our environment for future generations." She was right. Our generation didn't have the green thing in its day. But then, we returned milk bottles, soda bottles, and beer bottles to the store. The store sent them back to the plant to be washed and sterilized and refilled so it could use the same bottles over and over. So they really were recycled, but we didn't have the green thing back in our day. We walked upstairs because we didn't have an escalator in every store and office building. We walked to the grocery store and didn't climb into a 300-horsepower machine every time we had to go two blocks. But she was right. We didn't have the green thing in our day. But then we washed the baby's diapers because we didn't have the throwaway kind. We dried clothes on the line, not in an energy gobbling machine burning up 220 volts. Wind and solar power really did dry our clothes back in our early days. Kids got hand-me-down clothes from their brothers or sisters, not always brand new clothing, but that young lady is right. We didn't have the green thing back in our day. Back then, we had one TV or radio in the house, not a TV in every room, and the TV had a small screen the size of a handkerchief. Remember them? Not a screen the size of the state of Montana. In the kitchen, we blended and stirred by hand because we didn't have electric machines to do that for us. When we packaged a fragile item to send in the mail, we used wadded up old newspapers to cushion it, not styrofoam or plastic bubble wrap. Back then, we didn't fire up an engine and burn gasoline just to cut the lawn. We used a push mower that ran on human power. We exercised by working, so we didn't need to go to a health club to run on treadmills that operate on electricity. But she's right. We didn't have the green thing back then. We drank from a fountain when we were thirsty instead of using a cup or a plastic bottle every time we had a drink of water. We refilled writing pens with ink instead of buying a new pen, and we replaced the razor blades in a razor instead of throwing away the whole razor just because the blade got dull. But we didn't have the green thing back then. Back then, people took the streetcar or a bus, and kids rode their bikes to school or walked instead of turning their moms into 24-hour taxi service. We had one electrical outlet in a room, not an entire bank of sockets to power a dozen appliances, and we didn't need a computerized gadget to receive a signal beamed from satellites 2,000 miles out in space in order to find the nearest pizza joint. But isn't it sad the current generation laments how wasteful we old folks were just because we didn't have the green thing back then.
Oh, yeah, the green thing in there. Yeah. That's pretty good. Good perspective there. This is a few years old, not real old in there, and I'm not sure where this came from. But this was something, when asked about what he thinks about General Mattis being considered for Secretary of Defense, Rob O'Neill, who is the man who killed Osama bin Laden, said, quote, "General Mattis has a bear rug in his home, but it isn't dead. It's just afraid to move." That says a lot right there.
I was going to say, that's quite the reference.
If you have something to be shared with us on The Good Stuff, please send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include the author and your name so we can give credit where credit is due.
Closing up today, beware of the man who only has one gun because he probably knows how to use it very, very well. Thank you so much for tuning in today to The Good Stuff. It's been great to have you. And make sure you listen again for The Good Stuff.